Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Paul Moran.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30 and this is Update for Wednesday, the 29th of March from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, the sport, the business, Sea Watch, travel updates, plus the newsmakers in person. Tonight, how is artificial intelligence impacting education? Would you like to fly directly to Malaga, Belfast and Newquay? Drop curbs are installed around the capital. Manx Labour Party says more needs to be done to combat hate towards LGBT. Fishing firm is fined £7,500. The latest on the Laxey landslip site. And have you heard of ball lightning? The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. It's Update for Wednesday.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
Now with the time at 5:31, let's get the latest headlines with Christian Jones. Fastamai, Christian.
Fastamai. The Manx Labour Party is calling for institutions to combat hatred aimed towards the LGBT community. It's due to what it says is a time of rising tension and misinformation. Meanwhile, the island's outgoing chief constable says, however, it is, quote, justified hatred is hatred. Parents on the Isle of Man have taken to social media to highlight their concerns about access to the children's ward at Nobles Hospital. Those with vulnerable children or youngsters with a serious health condition have reportedly been told their open access is being removed. Manx Radio has repeatedly approached Manx Care for clarity on the situation but has not received a response. And academic experts at University College Isle of Man say the growth of artificial intelligence is disrupting how education functions. Systems like ChatGPT are able to answer questions, write essays and debug programming codes, which has raised concerns over academic integrity. In international news, the King's been given a warm welcome in Germany as His Majesty and the Queen Consort begin their first state visit. The German presidents thanked Charles for his work on the environment during the first engagements on a three-day trip. An MP says he's been cleared of an allegation of serious sexual assault. Julian Knight, who represents Solihull, was suspended by the Conservative Party in December but always denied any wrongdoing. And Scotland's First Minister has been putting together his top team, with Humza Yousaf making Shona Robertson his deputy. Last night, leadership rival Kate Forbes turned down the post of Rural Affairs Secretary. Those are the update news headlines. Next at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Generally dry this evening with hill fog and coastal mist remaining. Winds easing overnight as outbreaks of rain arrive. The minimum temperature 7 degrees. Alex of rain at first tomorrow. A small risk of isolated showers developing later in the day. Top temperature up to 13 degrees. Sunsets tonight at 7:48 if you can see it. Sunrises tomorrow morning 6:57. Outbreaks of rain on Friday with fresh east or northeast winds decreasing later. Top temperature Friday, 13 degrees. High water today is in about 20 minutes time at 5:54. Low water tomorrow just after midnight at 12:05. High water tomorrow morning at 6:34. And then low water again tomorrow afternoon at 1:29.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
People from the island will soon be able to travel directly to Malaga, Belfast and Newquay. New routes have been introduced from Rollins Way Airport for the summer. Hannah Laboa, head of the commercial at the airport, told Manx Radio they're getting back to pre-COVID passenger numbers and want to add services that will suit everyone.
We've got Malaga, which is a direct one, which is great for families who don't want to go via other airports. And that's starting on the 8th of April, so we'll make a bit of a song and dance about that, because I think it's actually the first flight. I'm sure somebody out there will tell me if it's not, but I think it's the first scheduled flight that will go directly to Malaga for passengers, so that's great news. We've also got Belfast City starting on the 24th. Dublin is going to twice a day, which means that you can now transit through Dublin to the US really easy, and you actually clear customs in Dublin as well. And another one that I don't think people know about, which has already started, is with Loganair Newquay. So you actually go via Manchester, but you don't have to get off the aircraft. You stay on the aircraft in Manchester for, I think it's about 30 minutes, and then carry on to Newquay. So that's pretty much a direct route for us too. And we've got all our normal ones as well, your Liverpool's, London, Heathrow, City, Gatwick, Manchester, Bristol, Edinburgh, Belfast International, Birmingham, oh, and Mallorca direct too. So we've got a lot for this summer, and we're excited for more, hopefully. People just want more. I'm often talking to Fly Direct, the company that are doing it, saying, oh, we've had suggestions now for a winter Tenerife, or we've had suggestions for Faro, etc. And they really can see that the demand is here, so hopefully we'll have more from them as well. Stimulating traffic through the airport is really what we want to do as well. We want the airport to be busy. We want there to be routes for everybody. It's also people, visitors coming to the island, stimulating more tourism to the island is a big and important thing for us too. So yeah, it's great to have more routes and more variety for everybody.
Douglas Council and the Department of Infrastructure have been installing drop curbs around the town to make it more accessible. Councillor Andrew Bentley says the scheme was sparked by residents who complained to him when he was out canvassing.
It's something I first started campaigning for back in 2018, when I became very aware, following my initial campaign when I was elected, that when you actually knock on the doors of Douglas, you find out that there are an awful lot of people with mobility issues who don't leave the house very often, or rarely don't leave the house at all. And the primary problem is the barriers everywhere. And I found one gentleman who lived in the Murray's Road area, and he said, I can't get more than about 20 metres from my front door because there are no drop curbs. So I raised his particular case with the Department of Infrastructure, and we actually got a nice little scheme that it was going to provide about 6 drop curbs around that area, which meant from his house he would be able to get to the shops and to the prom, and that would get him into town and to the buses. And that was then followed by a much wider scheme for the Murray's Road area. And this is what's come to fruition now, that there's a proposal going right the way up to sort of Palatine Road for about 27 drop curbs, which is absolutely priceless in this area, because, like I say, there are so many people for whom those barriers are a major impediment to them taking part, not only in life from a social perspective, but also from an economic perspective, that many of these people have pensions and, you know, they're willing to spend them, but it's just too much hassle to go out.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
The landslip in Laxey has opened debate in the House of Keys into how such situations can firstly be avoided and secondly dealt with if they do happen. A series of meetings involving the developers of the site, the local authorities and the local MHKs has been planned this week. MHK Daphne Kane says it's important to foresee the effects and any development work might have on surrounding properties.
I think the duty of care is with a developer to have regard to properties above them and for the stability of the cliff affecting the properties above them. That is very firmly in planning law, and that's accepted. My issue was, in all the conditions that were imposed on this development, they were to do with the security and the safety and the stability of the cliff as it affected the new development at the End Cafe site. The developer is therefore responsible not to cause any problems for those people around him. But there's no suggestion that the developer has not complied with his planning conditions, or indeed has the Health and Safety Directorate seem content that all their inspections, along with DEFRA and planning enforcement, none of the government authorities have any issue with the development as it has progressed. And yet we have, following the work, which I'm not a technical surveyor, I can't say it was caused by the development, but following work undertaken on the End Cafe site, a large section of cliff has fallen down and there is now a crack in a property at the top of the cliff. The householder concerned is engaging his own surveyor and triggering his own insurance as a result. But the issue being that not all property owners might have the capacity to do that. And in terms of you just minding your own business, living in your own house, and then the cliff falls away beneath you that may or may not have been caused by some building works that were going on there. And yet, the other interesting point the Minister for Infrastructure made was under the Coastal Management Act, whether the Department for Infrastructure could review the designations of coastal amenity and which sections of cliff the department would take under management through that. And that, I think, would be an interesting thing to pursue.
Institutions on the Isle of Man need to do more to combat hate aimed towards the LGBT community and squash lies as they emerge. That's from the Manx Labour Party in light of what it describes as time of rising tension and misinformation. Lewis Foster reports.
It follows bomb threats made towards QE2 High School in Peel, the site at the centre of a row over the relationships and sexual education curriculum, which is currently being paused pending an investigation. Previously, the Education Minister said the school had been sent demands for the arrest and execution of staff members after inaccurate claims were made regarding a drag queen in the school. Earlier this month, a postbox in the Isle of Man Sea Terminal, painted in rainbow colours in support of the island's LGBT community, was vandalised. The Manx Labour Party says exploiting the fears of parents to spread hate is poisonous in such a small island community. We firmly stand, it says, with the LGBT community at this time and will continue to advocate for the protection of those who are currently under attack. The statement goes on to say the island's progressive community have won important battles lately. The legislation of gay marriage, abortion, and encoded protection under the law would not have been won without solidarity and a collective fight. We've made progress, it says, but these incidents show that there's a lot more work to do. Meanwhile, the chief constable has hit out at people making threats towards others over what they wrongly believed happened in a school. In a tweet, Gary Roberts says, however, it is, quote, justified, hatred is hatred.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
18 minutes away from 6 on Wednesday. The Mananin is in Douglas Harbour already and will remain there all night, out again tomorrow at 8.45 off to Heysham. Should be in Heysham round about 10 past 11. Comes back tomorrow from Heysham at 2:15. Should be back in Douglas Harbour round about 20 to 5 tomorrow. And also the Ben McCree has had a lick of paint and had some work done to it. We'll be leaving Liverpool and heading back towards the Isle of Man shortly. If you want any more information, head to manxradio.com, click onto news, then click on to travel.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Government wants to know your opinions on proposals to refuse building control approval on applications for new builds and extensions with fossil fuel heating systems. The proposal would see a ban come into effect from the 1st of August 2023. Rhiann Evans has more.
A ban on installing fossil fuel heating systems in new buildings is already planned to come into force on the 1st of January 2025. But Tim Wald is encouraging the change to happen earlier. Government believes that by stopping the consideration of new builds with fossil fuel heating systems from the 1st of August 2023 could result in a 62% reduction in CO2 emissions by installing low-carbon heating systems in these homes instead. A public consultation has been released to get your thoughts on the matter and the thoughts of those in the construction industry. The proposal does outline an exception for developments that have already received planning permission, meaning that any planning applications approved after the 1st of August this year will not be given building control approval if they still intend on using fossil fuel heating systems. It all comes in light of the Isle of Man's commitment to be net zero by 2050, which includes emission reduction targets for key sectors, including the heating of buildings. In 2025, gas and oil boilers will not be able to be installed in new homes and buildings, irrespective of if an applicant has current planning or building control approval. The consultation will run until the 12th of May and a number of engagement events will be held in the coming weeks. You can find a link to the consultation on this story at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
Next posted better than expected jump in full year profit on Wednesday as it said selling price inflation was set to be more benign than previously thought, but warned the year ahead would be difficult and that it continues to expect a decline in profit. In the year to January 2023, pre-tax profits rose 5.7% to £870.4 million, coming in ahead of company guidance of £860 million. Total trading sales were up 8.4% to £5.1 billion.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stock markets close higher as investor doubts over the health of the banking sector continue to wane. US stocks rose as investors eye the end of an eventful first quarter. Oil rose for the third straight session as a halt to some exports from Iraqi Kurdistan raised concerns of tightening supply. And gold prices dropped as easing worries over the potential bigger fallout from the global banking crisis increased appetite for riskier assets and dampened demand for safe haven metal. The markets at the close, FTSE was up 1.07% at 7,564. The DAX also up 1.23% at 15,328. At 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones up 0.63% at 32,598. S&P 500 up 1.03% at 4,011. The NASDAQ up 1.36% at 11,874. Exchange rates, the pound will buy you $1.232 and will buy you 1.137 euros, and commodities gold finished down 0.45% at $1,964, and Brent crude oil also finished down 0.91% at $77.65.
The world was a very different place when Ramsey Crookall set up business back in 1946. But his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable, and tailored. Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Update. Brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690-300.
The founder of Recycle Collect wants a solution to stop vapes from littering the island. Claire Isaac says she's seen an increase in associated rubbish while doing her rounds and says it's a prevalent issue.
So this is something I've followed quite a few kind of local areas across England which are banning disposable vapes. And I guess this is the whole single-use plastic kind of legislation that is coming in everywhere and anywhere. And we've actually, you know, been really progressive in that area as the Isle of Man. It's something that I guess is new that we're seeing quite often. You know, the litter is not a new thing. And I do think that, you know, people should absolutely not be littering regardless what it is. I don't care what it is. It shouldn't be getting littered. But the disposable vapes just seem to be a really prevalent issue at the moment. And I've kind of enjoyed watching the journey of other authorities in the UK banning these things. And do you know, there were great, you know, alternatives such as reusable vapes. So I'm not saying, oh, ban everything because it's bad. That's absolutely not what I'm saying. I'm saying, oh, there's definitely an alternative that we could use that just means that we're not littering the place. Because I mean, the Isle of Man's so beautiful, and you know, it only takes you to walk out the door now and you're seeing disposable vapes everywhere. It's just super sad. You know, we drive all around the island. You know, we've got different routes in different areas across the island. And it's crazy, even if we're either out on collection rounds or even if we're just out for a walk or a cycle. And there are so many people who are actively picking these up, which is amazing. But I think we definitely need to look at the root cause. And I'd love to see a solution for that.
Manx Radio Sport.
With your update sport this evening is Manx Radio Sport editor Rob Pritchard.
Fast am I. Good evening. Starting with motorsport tonight, and TAS Racing has confirmed rider Ian Hutchinson will not take part in this year's TT races. It follows a recent health scare for the Yorkshireman, where he announced on social media he'd suffered a stroke while cycling in Spain. The racing team says, in line with standard protocol, the 16-time TT winner's racing licence has now been revoked for 12 months. TAS Racing says the rider's day-to-day health is of paramount importance, adding Hutchinson is already making a remarkable recovery and has already been cleared to drive his car. Whilst he won't be competing, the team says Hutchinson will be on Ireland representing both the team and Milwaukee during TT Race Week. You can see the full statement from Milwaukee BMW at manxradio.com. In cycling, Manx cyclist Becky Story and Team DSM have finished relatively strong during competition out in Belgium this afternoon. Competing in the Dwars door Vlaanderen, Story and her teammates managed to get their sprinter Juliette Labousse into contention for the final sprint, but ultimately she wasn't quite able to keep tabs on the frontrunners. Demi Vollering took this year's race title, followed in second by 2022 winner Chiara Consoni, with the final podium spot in third going to Marion Vos. This particular contest is seen by some as the final preparation for the Tour of Flanders, which will take place on Sunday. And finally, in snooker, Qzone Blinders have extended their lead at the top of the Max Builders Merchant Snooker League following a commanding 4-1 win away at DSB Wannabes in the latest round of fixtures. Elsewhere, second-place Hurricanes stormed to a 5-0 win at Port St Mary Legion, with Jacksons in third losing some ground with a narrow 3-2 defeat at Finchill Mob. Meanwhile, there were also victories in the latest matches for Maloo, Finchill Musicians and St Olav's. Blinders could wrap up the league title next week if they win at Peel Legion and other results go their way. However, even though Blinders hold the cards at the summit, they're still all to play for the teams in behind. Blinders have just one game remaining, whilst the Chasing Pack have two matches still to come, meaning they'll have the chance to take this title battle all the way to the end.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
10 minutes away from six, police are still dealing with a road traffic collision at the Cregner Bar. If you can avoid that area, please do so. They did close the road earlier, so they are advising you keep away from that area if you can. Down at the airport, there are some flights getting in and some flights are cancelled. London City is cancelled and Gatwick is showing as on time at the moment, so is the Liverpool flight. Keep on checking with manxradio.com. Click onto news, click onto travel. All the information is there for you. Usual suspects and roadworks in the usual places.
H&H Motorcycles.im for all your motorcycle requirements. South Gear Industrial Estate, opposite Quayside Tyres. Call 665646.
Catching undersized whelks in Manx territorial waters has cost a local fishing firm more than £7,500. The story from Tessa Hawley.
AK Marine Limited and the skipper of its vessel, Liam Gregory Kane, both of Glenmay Road in Patrick, appeared at Douglas Courthouse, where they admitted landing sea fish, which were too small. Officers from the Departments of Environment, Food and Agriculture were carrying out a routine inspection at Isle of Man Seafood Products in Peel on the 27th of January. They were reviewing a catch brought in from the Manx shearwater when they noted the 1 kilogram haul contained more than 800 undersized whelks. Adrian Kermode, the director of AK Marine Limited, who had been invited to attend the inspection, told officers, "I can see we have an issue. I can see we messed up." In total, 11% of the catch was found to be undersized, but DEFA operates a 10% leeway, meaning 1.7% was outside the accepted parameters. The undersized whelks were returned to the sea alive. During sentencing, the court heard the vessel had been at sea with two new crew members on board. The one responsible for sizing the whelks was on his first day of employment. Both have since been dismissed from the company. Kane, the 21-year-old skipper, admitted to DEFA officers he should have been keeping a closer eye on the new members of staff. The advocate for both parties told the court it was a very painful ordeal, adding the catch from the day prior, when the new crew member hadn't been working, was compliant. Clearly, the grading of the whelks is a one-person job, and that person has to do it properly, he added. This was a one-off mistake. There was no financial gain for the company. High Bailiff Jane Hughes fined AK Marine Limited £7,500, ordered the company to pay £1,804 in compensation for the catch, and imposed prosecution costs of £140, fining Kane £2,500 and ordering him to pay £50 in prosecution costs. She told both, "These offences are always considered to be serious."
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
And finally, have you ever heard of or seen ball lightning? Also called globe lightning, it's a rare event in the form of luminous sphere that generally several centimetres in diameter, but very few people have seen it. Senior Met Officer Adrian Cowan explains more.
I have heard of it, but never observed it, and neither have any of my colleagues. and including my retired colleagues, and the Met Office has been around for over 75 years, and nobody's observed it at the Met Office or recalls seeing reports come into the Met Office, and we get lots of reports about strange things going on in the sky and around our coast, but never anything about ball lightning. It seems to be that it happens just about anywhere in the world, but nearly always it is associated with thunderstorms. I'm a believer, and I decided to do some more reading up on this, and there's quite a lot of evidence out there, scientific, written evidence. Nobody I'd noticed had come up with credible reasons, but scientists are looking into this as we speak, and are trying to replicate what's going on. Either a lot of energy going into gas, turning into a plasma that glows, or something else that I read, which ties up with some work being done by Chinese scientists, is that it is associated with lightning strikes from a thunderstorm hitting the ground. And instead of just a flash bang, it is energising the particles in the ground, lifting them into nanoparticles, energised into a ball of particles made up of iron, calcium, silica, and turning into an energy ball that floats or moves across the ground. And that ties in with some of the descriptors that we've seen people, members of the public and others, describing what's going on. This ball that sometimes rolls along the ground as a bright light, and sometimes it lifts, and it comes in all different sizes as well, from a few centimetres up to, somebody said, the size of a car.
That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones, producer Rhiann Evans. After the news at 6 tonight, Spotlight with Howard Kane, looking at the Easter Play Festivals, the Two Hats of Ellie Quayle, plus the 30 exhibition in Peel. Greatest Hits with Mike Reynolds is at 6.30 tonight. Opera Hour with Ernie Thorne at 9. After Hours with Rhiann Evans at 10. If you're an Update podcast listener, anywhere in the world, any time of day or night, thanks for making Update the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. Whatever you're doing tonight, have a good night, keep well, stay safe.
It's good to talk. It's how we get things done. So when you apply for a personal loan from Black Horse, you'll get support from one of our relationship managers who's there to talk you through your application. You could borrow up to £50,000 with up to 7 years to pay it back, and you could receive your money within 24 hours of approval. Ready to talk? Go to blackhorseoffshore.co.uk to request a call back today. Finance subject to status. Applicants must be 18 or over.
Massimo Tyres. Finally, a quality budget tyre designed in Italy and available on the island at Quayside Tyre and Service Centre. Quayside, sole agents for Massimo Tyres. Priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal, no excuses. For more information, visit tyres.im or visit our service centre.
Southkey Douglas, don't delay, have safer tyres today. Quayside!
Quality, economy, that's what we're all about.
Imagine relaxing in your new luxury bathroom with the latest bathroom suite. Or how about a stunning wet room with contemporary designer tiles? Turn your dreams into reality at a price you can afford at Pacesetter. Visit the Pacesetter Bathroom and Tile Showroom, Harris Terrace.
That's what we're all about.
I've been made redundant, and I think it's because I'm going on maternity soon.
My boss isn't doing things by the regulations, but he won't listen to me. He hints I'll lose my job if I say anything.
One of our employees claims we've sacked him unfairly and he's started a tribunal case. I don't know what to do.
Simcox Advocates employment team can help. We have the skill and experience to fight your corner. Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com.
Are you concerned about your eye health? Holmes and Davidson Opticians in Douglas are proud to offer the Eidon Ultra Wide Field Retinal Imaging and Heidelberg 4D OCT systems, state-of-the-art machines that allow early detection and management of eye diseases. Don't wait. Book your appointment today and ensure the health of your eyes with the best technology available. Call 676 230 or visit holmesanddavidsonopticians.co.uk now.
Discover a fabulous range of watches, gifts and jewellery at Ramsey Art Gallery. With top brand watches from Bulova, Citizen Eco Drive and Storm to Acuras, Seconda and Timex. Plus, all watch purchases come with free lifetime watch bracelet adjustment service. There's stunning gold and silver jewellery, gifts for all occasions and, of course, a fabulous gallery of limited edition prints and original artworks. Find all this and more at Ramsey Art Gallery, Jewellers and Engravers, opposite Ramsey RNLI Shop.
My Protein's nutritional expertise and the convenience of frozen. Healthy, high-protein meals that taste great. Meal prep without the prep. Exclusive frozen brands at ShopRite Douglas.
Broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man, on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM. This is Manx Radio.